Turning now to world news, today also marks World Water Day. For around 300 million people, the problem of gaining access to safe water is made worse by armed conflict or internal violence. Anna Nelson, spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross, spoke to us about the challenges faced by many people in these conflict zones.
The example of Iraq is a very good one. Decades of conflict and a lack of maintenance have left much of the country's basic infrastructure in need of either overhaul or reconstruction. And the result of that is that millions of Iraqi citizens face daily challenges in getting access to safe drinking water and hygienic or safe sanitation services. And again, it draws back to these potential health hazards that can come from contaminated water and untreated sewage. So certainly for the ICRC, this is an issue in many of the countries where we work.